Libby Eufemio, who runs the Lutic Studies program, explains the Lutic Nation covers a large chunk of geography, including the Kodiak Archipelago, the southern Kenai Peninsula, and Prince William Sound. She says the college's occupational endorsement certificates enable students to teach the Lutic language.
This type of degree is really important in more than just the education level. It's doing something really concrete that is going to help preserve an indigenous language.
One of the graduates, Brandon Moonen, works for Chugachmut, an organization which brings education and other services to the Chugach region. He teaches children of different ages in Tetitlik.
Right now, I think we rated our village right on the brink of extinction for the use of language in the village. It's either grandparents or beyond that actually use it in the village, and our elder population is shrinking pretty fast.
Moonen says he grew up with a Lutic. His dad and grandparents were fluent speakers, but he says he was nervous about teaching it.
Because it's not really something I've ever done or something I've actually ever wanted to do. But since my first week class, I stepped in, I could just see the kids were excited about what I was teaching. They were able to take it right in, and they started using it around the village. Every time they would see me, they would start talking to me in whatever they did pick up in class at all.
His cousin, Euphemia Moonen-Wilson, is the other graduate and also works for Chugachmut. She teaches in Port Graham, a village with fewer than 200 people. Moonen-Wilson believes teachers can bring about a revival of the Lutic language, or Sukstun, through their students.
With the knowledge of having sentences, they can speak in the community, and hopefully when they speak with their parents, their family, the elders, eventually the Sukstun would be a natural medium in the community.
Moonen-Wilson says she loves her students' excitement to be in the classroom.
They are learning and they want to learn more, and that really warms my heart up.
Chugachmut held a ceremony in late September to honor the graduates. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla Darroche.